Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Nun Vav, the fifth chapter, Michshulim Belimud Musar, stumbling blocks, obstacles in the learning of Musar. The same pasuk from Yeshayahu Nun Zayin, Seilu Bama Seilu Seilu Panu Derech Harimu Michshom Dechami. Let's clear the road, lift and remove the obstacles, which is the theme of these chapters. All sorts of mistakes. The author says, "Ad koi nisinu lehasir michsholim magisha lichlal haTorah magisha leAvodat Hashem." Thus far, we've tried to remove obstacles from one's approach in general to Torah and one's approach to Avodat Hashem. Me'atan nasel lehasir michsholim ederech Musar atzmoi. We're going to try now to remove obstacles from the path of Musar itself. Hinei limud Musar hu limud kechol limudim baTorah. Learning Musar is learning like all other activities of learning in Torah. Bechulam tzrichim lis'ameitz leavin v'radas. In all other areas of Torah, when one is learning, one has to put in effort to actually try to understand. V'chein gam b'musar. This applies to Musar too. A person has to try to understand firstly. Yesh lilmoid sefer choveis ele bavois o yisharei teshuva. These are written by Rishonim. The same type of depth and analysis as one would learn the chidushim of the Ramban and Rashba on Shas. These are Rishonim. Hamesilas Yisharim v'Oir Yisrael tzrichim lilmod be'Oyso Iyun kmo shelomdim mekatzeis achoishin b'chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eiger. These are Achronim, of course. When one is learning a classical Sefer Musar by the Achronim, like Mesilas Yisharim by the Ramchal, or Yisrael of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, it has to be learned with the same Iyun as one would learn G'dolei Acharonim in Shas, Ketzos HaChoyshen and Chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Ta'us Rishena, the first mistake, the first obstacle. Ha'poiseach Sefer Musar maschil miyad lemerer b'nigun atzuv. A person opens the Sefer Musar and immediately is lamenting. He's reading it as a lament, as a dirge. He's really weeping. Hare oid lo lamad, he hasn't learned the passage yet. Ve'oid lo hivin, he certainly hasn't understood. Ve'al ma'o memerer, why is he crying? Ulai b'fischoi Sefer Musar, perhaps as he opens the Sefer Musar, mis'orer matzpunoi al averoi shebeyadoi. Perhaps his conscience strikes him regarding averoi that he's committed. Aval ta'us ilagesh iskach. This is a mistake, this approach. Veda, you should know. Regesh hamis'orer b'li machshava v'yun dimyoinu. Emotions that are aroused without thought and analysis are fantasy. This is a dimyon. It's a virtual image. There's nothing deep and true about it. Regesh amiti barak acharei havana. True emotion comes after understanding. Ta'us shenia. The second mistake. Loimdim beshitchius. One learns Musar superficially. Hareishim harishon bikias ezishuroisu. A person reads a number of lines, and the first impression he gets is, Eze chidush mechadesh? Well, what's the chidush over here? Halo yadvarim yeduim umfusamim. These words that I'm reading are obvious. It's clear. There's nothing. It's all straightforward. Sibas ta'uzze. The reason for this mistake is toifsim hadvarim kimlitzes. We take the words in Sefer Musar as mere figures of speech, as ideas, as something figurative. Ve'ein melitzes b'Sefer Musar. This is a point that the author repeats many times. Our starting point is that there are no figures of speech, no rhetorical flourishes in Sifrei Musar. Lemashal, we'll give an example over here. Bemakoim acher b'chibur ze, misbarim hamilim harishonos b'misilas yesharim. Elsewhere in this volume, we explain the very beginning, the very first words of the Misilas yesharim, yesoid hachasidus v'shoresh ha'avodah. One has to think about that. Why is chasidus termed Yesoid, foundation? Why is Avodah represented by Shoresh? So again, one reads it without much thought. The truth is that Yesoid is more associated with an edifice, a construction. That's when we speak about a foundation. So there's something that has to be built according to a plan. A building isn't built ad hoc. You have a plan, you have a structure. Avodah seems to be more organic. Shoresh connotes roots, growth, organic growth. He discusses it elsewhere. But one has to think about these concepts. Why did the author choose these words? Not only so that he would have the acronym of Hashem's name at the beginning, the Yud and the Hey, Yisoy, the Chasidus, and the Shoshav. No, that's not the only reason. He did it deliberately. Furthermore, she is barer the Yisameis, the Mesilas Yisharim continues. Now, these two words are synonyms, so we just tend to gloss over them. It should become clarified. No, he used two words. Why the synonyms? Hainu b'moyach uvalev. Yisbarer means to clarify intellectually, but then yisameis to validate it in the heart, as we know. It's not the same process. One can know many things intellectually and not live up to them. Then the Mesilas Yisharim continues, Machoy vasoy be'ilamoy. The person is to clarify to himself and to validate what is his obligation in his world. He does not write what is the obligation of an individual in the world. He writes his obligation in his world. Every individual has his own world. In his world, he has to recognize his obligation. This immediately injects a personal hue, personal color into the picture. A person who would learn superficially simply doesn't sense it. It remains vague, something general that doesn't apply to him. A third mistake. The first response of the student is that everything he's learning, he's already got. It's within him. He knows it. Of course, I'm Yirei Shamayim. What do you mean? Zehirus. He reads about Zehirus. Of course, I'm full of alacrity. That's a third mistake. It's only when we learn much, and I would add over here, as we grow older, that we come to recognize what we're really lacking from these midos and ma'alois. That maybe what I thought of myself when I was 25 is not all that true at 45. Maybe I'm not all that full with yiras shamayim and zehirus and all these things. Ta'usravis, the fourth mistake is the opposite of the third one. Anu lomdim es advarim v'ro'im she'anachnu chokim mehem. We learn the words of the Musar, and we see that we are distant from them. Umgivim, and then we respond. Our response is, Hadvarim einam amurim madagois shelanu, ela ligdolim v'tzadikim. These words are not applicable to my level. These are the things that are applicable to great people, tzadikim. When the Mesilas Yisharim says, Ha'adam l'nivra ela l'isaneg, al Hashem v'l'anus mizim v'shchenus. It's Ramchal who says this, yeah? Man was created to delight in Hashem, to enjoy the splendor of His presence, and we respond, this is galaxies away from me, so distant. It wasn't said for me, it's not shaykh for me, and therefore I can skip it. The words were said for us. I do recognize, it's true that at the moment I am very distant from these levels. What are really my pleasures? When the Ramchal says, I was created to delight in Hashem and to enjoy the splendor of His presence, what really gives me pleasure? Ma'achal tov, a delicious kugel, tiul yafeh, fantastic hike, kavoid, I'm given some honor. That's really what I enjoy at this level of my life. Aval soif soif, but the bottom line is, that's not why I was created. The Ramchal's words are, person, ha'adam lo nivra lelis aneg. That's not what I was created for a chocolate cake or a hike or to get a special aliyah. Emes, it's true. Par gadolish beinu vein ha'tanug amiti vaidun ha'gadol. There's a tremendous gulf between where I am now and the pleasures that I value. And the words of the Ramchal about the true pleasure and real bliss, achulai yesh geshem al hapar, but perhaps there's a bridge over this gulf. Harei ani misaneg al chidush bahir bagmar. I do delight when there's a clear chidush in the Gemara. I do find that I find a sense of pleasure when something clicks and I understand the kushia, the terutz, I understand a certain point and insight. Al svarati, I do enjoy a wonderful and clear svara. Bifrat kesheni be'atzmi omadati aliyah. Certainly, especially when I myself came up with this chidush. So we are capable of it. Lifamim yesh li batefila hargasha adina. Sometimes, occasionally, I do have a certain noble sensation during the tefillah. הרי בכל זאת אני יודע מתענוג רוחני. That proves that it's not beyond us, that I'm capable at least of a spiritual pleasure. ואם כן, if so, למה לא אוכל להגיע ברבוי סיימים להסענג על השם? Why can't I one day reach a stage where I delight in השם? כמעט אין חוכמה בעולם המלווה בכוי הרבה תאויוס כחוכמה סמוסה. There's virtually no other discipline in the world which is accompanied by so many mistakes as the chokhmah of musar. Ve'yesh tam lezeh. There's a reason for this. Amoik b'leiv mekanenes netiyah le'ashir inyanei musar bilti berurim. Because deep in the heart, there's a tendency to leave concepts of musar unclear. It's a subconscious desire that we have to leave it, you suppress it, leave it without clarity. Because if we were to really ascertain something in Musa clearly, it obligates us to change ourselves. Who wants to change himself? It's too hard. And furthermore, to acknowledge that his path in life thus far was incorrect. It's just hard to face up to it. רבי ישראל מתריע על זה במכתבוי הראשון. רבי ישראל warns about this in his very first letter, וחוסה בזה דברים כדור ונויס. And he writes very sharp words about this. החיסרון המורגל, this is the common mistake, שלא ילסיס לב בעניינים הנוגעים ביראה ומוסר, not to pay attention to matters that have to do with יראה and מוסר. It's a common thing. כי אם להסנהג בהם אחרי התאווה החופשית, but rather to conduct ourselves based on our free desires, לפי נטייה שרצוין, according to our whims, כמעשה הבהימה, לא כבהימה. הלוי תראו בהמנהג הידוע משתת על פני תבל. He says, look at what we see everywhere, throughout the earth. לא סייס עיון והסבוננוס בכל העניינים הגשמיים. We see that people pay great attention to matters of Gashmius. And the prime example, Haseicher b'makolto, the businessman. Okay, in his days it was a merchant, you would call it, Haseicher, a businessman. Bechama yisboinenus yishtameish terem yivatza yisik. How much analysis goes into a decision as to whether to close this deal or not close this? Im la'aseh z'lachdoil, to go through with this purchase or not. Yachshei b'nafshei, the person is going to think about it. V'yisya'itz imri avanei manim lo. He'll take advice. He says, with his friends in our days, we'll be consultants, and you'd pay them a fortune to produce a study for you. Yatur ala peratim, he'll go into the details and background checks and all sorts of analyses and reports he will read. Yivakesh mekol mata'us, he'll seek to find out whether he's making some mistake. Ad yitzia davar la'or kfi kochei, until eventually he manages to clarify the matter. This is what happens in business. There, a person is more than willing to expend time and effort to analyze things as much as he can. Even in Gemara, ken bilimud ha'Torah kedoisha, when it comes to learning Torah, kol echad efi erkoi, each person according to his abilities, ye'ayin v'yisboinen ba, people are me'ayin, they will analyze the sugya legalois matmoineh, to reveal its treasures, ulchadeish chidushim, novel insights, ulfarik havayois, to resolve difficulties. Lo yedaleg biskir achas, you don't just read it once, scan it once, leachlit hadavar achlata psuga, and then come to a complete decision. We spend time and effort in Torah. However, lo yichen bedarkei Musa. When it comes to Musa, it's different. There's a tendency to be superficial. Asher yisboinenus boi, analysis over here, reflection, achipus bechol darkei umaasei adam. The reflection means searching my ways, my deeds, my tendencies, lishamem min netiyas haratzoyim, to guard myself from tending after whims which will not be appropriate. Uvchol ze, in this area, atzlus adam rabba bze. Tremendous laziness. Lema'amasat yelo, we consider it a burden. If he devotes even a short time to it, don't have the time or the effort, to the point where it's considered just a total waste of time. The author quotes this sentence, to just conduct oneself after one's desires, according to one's whims, like a behemoth. This is a deep bias that we have. a deep negiah, which doesn't exist when it comes to other disciplines. He hagoyeremis kolat yos shemin nukan. That creates all the mistakes that we enumerated on the previous page. We'll go even further. Bezras Hashem. Adkan.